Hey, what is up? In this episode, I want to talk with you about the 20 business problems that can be solved using the power of video.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right. So I'm in the office and I've been thinking about this. I'm actually in the process of training a new member of our team. And one of the things I found myself talking about today with them is all of the problems that video solves for a business. Like, video is like this magic cure-all if you know how to use it. And in doing so, I wrote down 20 problems that video solves for business. I want to go through those, and I want you to start intuitively thinking. When you hear somebody or maybe yourself talk about a problem in a business, I want you to think of one of these 20, because more often than not, if you understand the 20 problems, you can solve it with video and start improving your company or optimizing it just through the power of video. So let's spend some time in this episode breaking that down. And this is in no particular order. This is just right off the top of my head, and I'm going to go from 1 to 20, so don't think that number 1 is the most important, but it's pretty damn important. Number 1, problem that video solves, longer sales cycles. You can convince and convert people faster when they can also, after meetings, go and look at videos. It's just more knowledge transfer. You know, when Wirebuzz started, we had a 9-week sales cycle. This is 10 years ago. And when we started educating our prospects through video, the power of the knowledge transfer allowed us to decrease the sales time from 9 weeks to 3 weeks, which allowed our salespeople to be 3 times more productive, 3 times more efficient, close 3 times more deals in the same amount of time that it used to take to close one. Now, if you're listening and you just said to yourself, well, 9 weeks really isn't that long of a sales cycle, it doesn't matter. You see, if you've got a longer sales cycle, 18 months, the power of video will help you transfer the knowledge that that prospect is going to need before they sign the deal at lightning speed. So the reason I know this is we create at Wirebuzz over 3,000 client videos a year. I mean, that's an enormous amount of videos. And so we see these problems that get solved all the time. And as we're strategizing for clients, we come up to these 20 problems. And then we get to hear about the solutions and we hear the case studies and we see them in action. So I want you to be thinking about longer sales cycles. If you've got an 18-month sales cycle, I'm willing to bet that with the right strategy and the right videos, you can drop that thing down considerably. The number 2 business problem that video solves is generating leads. You can generate leads off of social or email or webinars or maybe videos that you're pushing out to your customers. They start sharing them. Like, there's a whole variety of things you can do to generate leads and use the power of video. So let me give you one example. How about a mini course? Like, I've got a friend and by friend, I mean sister, who her company is training seniors and providing tech support for seniors. Basically, your grays are her jam. You got that? So what she does is she uses the power of video like a master in educating people, in using it on LinkedIn and on Facebook for her account. And then people see it. They share it with their parents and they get tech support because they see it. But every business can do this. Wirebuzz, I put out videos throughout the week to generate leads. And then in there, I put a link for people to go to my landing page and learn more. And on that landing page is more video, like 20 minutes of video. People go through it and then they get to the end and they're like, damn, I should hire those Wirebuzzers, right? If you want to create a mini course, which has an extremely high conversion rate, both from lead capture and a sales conversion perspective, this is one of the most effective lead magnets that you can create for generating leads and selling at the same time, similar to a webinar in structure, but broken down into like 3 or 4 videos and only available on demand after maybe they opt in. Depends on how you look at it. There is a whole school of argument. You can get yourself into a never-ending debate with people about if you should put it behind a paywall or a turnstile, or they got to put their email address in, or if you should allow everybody to look at it. I'm of the belief that in most cases, unless it's a long mini course, like if it's like 10 minutes of video or 20 minutes of video, then don't put it behind a turnstile. Don't gate it. Just allow as many eyeballs as possible to get onto it. But if you've got something longer, like the mini course that I just created that's in production right now, that's going to be released and in your hands very soon and will change the way you generate leads, well, that you're going to have to put your name and information in, and you're probably going to have to drop a credit card. But that's how you use video to generate leads. The number 3 business problem that video solves is improving the efficiency of your ad campaigns. Look, you can retain viewers based on video viewing behavior. For example, you could retarget everyone that watches, like, let's say at least 75% of the video on Facebook. You could retarget them with a video that pushes them to the next step. You can create a similar ad funnels on YouTube as well. And there's this is a lot harder to do when you're using text, because with video, you know how long somebody's watching, right? So you can move somebody through an ad campaign more efficiently and you can retarget them. That is the number 3 business problem. The efficiency of your campaigns can be improved using video. The number 4 business problem that you can solve using video is a slow buyer's journey. You're getting prospects to actually engage with your content at every stage of the buyer's journey is super important. Do you know that people are 4 times more likely to watch video than to read text? You know why that matters? Because if you can be 4 times more effective through your buyer's journey, yo, you're going to get people through that buyer's journey at larger numbers, which means if you looked at your sales funnel, it would get wider at the top, the middle, and the bottom. That is a huge win. That's why the number 4 business problem that you can solve is slow buyer's journeys. You could speed that thing up. By the way, after watching a product or service video, people are 85% more likely to buy. Boom. Number 5 business problem that video solves: overcoming buyer's resistance with a testimonial. Like, have you ever had this? This comes up all the time. You ever have this? You go, you're in a meeting with a prospect. Let's say the prospect is in, I don't know, why don't you think of an industry and then call it out? It doesn't matter what it is. Call it out. Ready? I didn't hear it, so do it again. All right, perfect. Fumigating a building, I heard you. So how could you do this? Overcome buyer's resistance with a testimonial? Because what people do is they say things like, Have you ever done anything like this for a house this size? Have you ever done anything for people that live near the beach? You ever done anything for people that have a size apartment like ours? Like, there's 1,000 resistance issues in the fumigation business, in insurance, in construction. It doesn't matter what it is. You could be a chiropractor, you could be a marketer. It doesn't matter. Everybody you're selling to experiences buyer resistance. And the number one pushback that they're going to give is, have you ever done anything like this in my industry, or fill in the blank, in for somebody my age, whatever it might be. Now, if you can create testimonials of raving customers that are preaching the good gospel about how you helped them achieve their goals, you can use that testimonial to overcome buyer's resistance. You can use it with a series of frequently asked questions, and even you can create for buyer's resistance a series of what we would call objection handle videos. So what's an objection handle? Well, if there are common objections that you get in your sales process, they come up often, create a series of videos for them. And whenever they come up, you could, or put them on your website in a frequently asked questions section. And whenever they come up, you can answer them. But you know that's not the end of it. At the end of it, you send that prospect a link to where that video lives and where it's already answered by you or a member of your team on your website. Now you've reinforced it, you removed the buyer's resistance, and you have moved them faster through the decision-making process to the magic word of yes. Now, number six. The number six business problem that video solves is overcoming Facebook's declining reach problem with native Facebook videos, especially live video. Like, Facebook shows you to a smaller percentage of your audience than ever before, like maybe 2%. Think about this for a moment. Way, way back in the day, back when the big Zuck still had zits because he was in college, that far back, like when you got on to Facebook and you were checking out all of your old people that you used to date and you were looking to see what their deterioration looks like today, you know you did that. Back then, you used to be able to post something and 100% of your friends would see it. But then over time, Facebook started throttling it back to a lower, a smaller and smaller number of audience that would get to see your posts. If you can overcome Facebook's declining reach problem, you can use video, upload it natively, that video into Facebook, they're going to expand that number larger than 2%. These are 2% of people that said they want to follow you. 2% of people that are your friends. These are the only people. Use video. It'll expand it. You can even use live on Facebook or on LinkedIn or the gram. And before you know it, you're overcoming the declining reach problem that exists across social media because video is that much more appealing. It garners larger audiences, more likes, more shares, more comments. Boom. You're solving big problems by overcoming the declining reach problem. And that's why this is the number six business problem that video solves for business. Hey, let's get down into number seven. Number seven, increase the effectiveness of cold outreach with personalized videos. Boom, I love it. Nobody loves ice breaking a cold prospect with a personalized video more than me. You're totally 100% in charge of your business. Whenever your business gets slow, whenever you have time in your day, like I just got off a call with my sales team. They got to create like 5 personalized outreach videos a day to make their numbers. They've got to do that. And it ain't easy, as easy as like just getting on the camera and being super spammy about it. With those 5, you've got to do the research on each person. Don't worry, there's going to be more information coming out on this topic. You're going to know how to ice break, how to do your research, what script. You're going to know how to create a video. I'm going to be teaching all of this in the coming weeks for you so you can accelerate your business at warp speed. All right, so when you're doing that, increasing the effectiveness of your cold outreach with personalized video, it's helping you develop relationships. It could be used on social, like think about LinkedIn. You could be doing it on Instagram. I'm hearing people in sales that are using personalized video after one of my trainings and using it on Instagram and crushing it. Why? Because very few people are doing it. And very few people are doing it on LinkedIn. And there's a huge opportunity in the business world to increase the effectiveness of your cold outreach with personalized video. And that's why it's the number seven business problem that video solves. Number eight, make all ad campaigns produce higher ROIs, you know, return on investment with a landing page video. Check it out. You see, you can make your ad campaigns produce a higher ROI if you run an ad on social and you move somebody to a landing page that has a video on that page too. You already know the stats. I already told you people are 4 times more likely to watch video than to read text. After watching, they're 85% more likely to buy. Can I get a boom? That's right. Number 9, humanizing your brand. Hey, that's a business problem, a legit business problem that people are dealing with. And you can humanize your brand by putting real people from your team in front of your prospects with video. And all of a sudden, people start making relationships. It warms it up. You guys are real. You could be a huge corporation and have a cold feel and not have a warmth connection, but you can use the power of video to do that, to humanize your brand. Or you could be a small company that people aren't likely or less likely to want to hire, but you can use that power of video to humanize your brand, to give people the confidence that you're the right one to hire. Okay, that is number 9. Let's get to 10. Number 10, problem that you can solve using the power of video is permanently increase your website's conversion rate. If you put videos on your website strategically, I'm not talking about random acts of video creation, but strategically, you will see that you're going to increase your conversion rates all over the place. And before you know it, more leads fall out the bottom, more people handing you money, more times going to Lululemon to make it friggin' rain. Number 11, business problem that video solves, reduce churn by improving onboard experiences and providing training to ensure a customer is successful in using your product. Now, churn rate, let's talk about that. Something, it's often called like the attrition rate. And in its broadest sense is a measure of the number of individuals or items moving out of a collective group over a specific period of time. It's one of two primary factors that determine the steady state level of customers that a business can support. So one of the ways that you can reduce churn is use video with your existing customers. These are people, your existing customers, that are more likely to pay you again, to hire you again than anybody else. I just looked at the stats. People are, get this, wait for it, 70% more likely to purchase from somebody that they've already purchased from before. So your existing customers are 70% more likely to hire you again because they already know you, they already like you, they already trust you. So the way you reduce churn, meaning reduce the number of clients that go somewhere else, is you use videos through the client's experience when they're being serviced by you in order to inject clarity in the process, in order to tee up the next sale. I fit this in my 5 zones of influence into zone 4, where you ritualize it. So like at Wirebuzz, we've got like 5 stages that a client goes through. Stage one is strategy. So you're welcome to strategy. Send them a welcome to strategy video, right? Hey, it's Todd. Welcome to the strategy session or the strategy portion of the Wirebuzz experience. Let me tell you what's going to happen here. Because the reason this is important inside of the customer process as they're going through is most people leave a company because they don't feel like they were serviced well enough. And if you go and you interview your customers and you find out why they left, you know what the number one thing people say is? Transparency. A lack of transparency. I didn't know what was going on. Felt like nothing was happening. I started getting frustrated. I felt like they weren't working on my projects until I reached out to them. If your business is proactive with a client, meaning somebody who's given you money already, and while they're going through the stages of being serviced, if your business can welcome them to the next stage, get to the copyright stage here at Wirebuzz after strategy. Hey, let me tell you what's happening in the copywriting stage. In this stage, we take the strategy that we all agreed to, and now we start to flesh out your videos. These are the people on the team that are going to be working on your project. Everybody waves, cheesy smile, and you send that video out, and people are like, I love those Wirebuzz people. They use video to keep me in the loop. And then they don't spin any wild conspiracy theories that create to an increased churn rate of how you're not working on their projects. Get it? That's number 11, reduce churn by improving your onboarding experiences. Number 12, we call it lead level data. You see, when video replaces text-based communication, you can know exactly which pieces of information your prospects have consumed and which ones they haven't consumed. So your sales team can follow up intelligently with the right information at the right time. Let me give you an example. Let's say for the sake of discussion, you're using video in sales. Let's say you had a webinar, easy example, but this example could be lifted in five or six scenarios, so don't limit yourself if I don't mention them, all right? In the lead level data problem, it's hard for people to know, businesses and sales reps, which of their prospects are interested in buying. But if you go and look and you've replaced text-based communication with video, you can know exactly which prospect has watched over a magic number of that video, like let's say 80%, which allows you to prioritize which clients to follow up with. Because in my mind, anybody that's going to watch like 80% of your webinar, that's a buyer. And if somebody watches 80% of your videos regularly, that person's interested in you. And if they watch 20%, they're really not interested in you. Okay. So by having that lead level data, you can know who to follow up with at the right time and who to invest your time into. And maybe even more importantly, which cold leads to not follow up with the same level of urgency that you would with a hot lead. Get it? That's number 12, lead level data. Hey, let's get down into number 13. Number 13 business problem that video solves is boost email engagement. This might be a great time for a case study. All right, let's do a case study. You know, I preach the good gospel of using video in your email. I do it in my trainings. And one company, a billion-dollar SaaS company in the AI space, hired me to come in right around Thanksgiving to train their sales team. And they were really reluctant. And they were like, yeah, this is good, but I don't know if we want to train our entire hundreds of salespeople around the globe. So let's just do a small group of 20. Let's train them in Todd's tactics. And then let's see after 6 weeks if it moves the needle. So they did this over the holidays. And candidly, just between you and me, I was like, that's a really crappy case study. You're going to give me the six worst weeks of the year, and you're going to ask me to move the needle to determine if I can train your entire hundreds of salespeople all over El Mundo and see if I can move the needle over the worst 6 weeks. All right, sounds good. Let's do it. So we did it. I trained them. They came back 6 weeks later, and they said that they added $2 million into their sales funnel, new deals. And the other thing is they noticed that my training on improving the open rate, because I spend some time on this, where I was able to increase their open rate using my tactics 3.5 times. They went from 20% open rate, which is standard. It's probably what you've got too. And their open rate now, after going through my training on their sales team, increased to 69 point something, okay? And that's about 3.5 times increase using my University of Arizona math. Now, that is how video solves a low email engagement rate. I'm not going to train you on that in this episode, but I will later on. I'm sure it'll be coming up. But those secrets are a game changer, and that's why at number 13, boosting email engagement happens right there. Let's get into 14. Number 14 business problem that's solved by video is explaining complex subjects in simple to understand terms. One of the things that I love to do is explain complex things by using an analogy of everyday life. Let me give you an example. If I was doing this in video, if somebody asked me, if I was like talking to somebody about why you need strategy before you start creating your videos, because most video creators are born from like television, or they do weddings and bar mitzvahs, or maybe it's a kid with a camera. They don't start with strategy. Those are video projects online that fail. Why? Because enter analogy. Because a video is a train. I could show you the train going down the tracks to the station. When people purchase a video for their business, they're commonly with a historical bias are thinking about just purchasing the video. But they don't realize that with that historical bias, they would get a commercial and they'd put it on a television network, and that network would deal with the distribution. Online, you don't have that. So you're really buying a train that doesn't have tracks. The tracks is the distribution network, how you're going to move people from the people that start your video to the ones that get all the way to the end of the video, or multiple videos changing tracks so they can get all the way to the train station if your purchase is more complex. If you don't pre-plan with strategy all of the different stages along the way, the pieces of information that need to be delivered, and then integrate the copywriting with the web development, the web development with where the video goes, the video with the team that's going to push it out, either from a social perspective or via email or your sales team, where the end of that journey is going to be when that person who's watching the video wants to make a purchase. Basically, when the train arrives at the train station, you need to have a thank you page. You need to have like all of these things that most people, when they think of a video, they only think of the video itself and they forget all the pieces. Those are the projects that fail. So every time you need to explain something complex, you can use the power of video to create an analogy, a visual of a train going and the train tracks in the place and a missing pin. And wherever that missing pin is in the train, where it had the train tracks, where it hasn't been planned out, do you know what happens? Marketing and sales train wrecks crash, and the ROI dissolves right there in the middle of the cornfield where the train collapsed. So keep in mind, if you're going to be purchasing a video for your business, you always have to lay out the strategy in advance, and it needs to be thought out, and everybody needs to look at all the little details along the way, because if we can nerd out on it and visually see the entire strategy, the train tracks to the train station, we can determine where the train wreck is going to happen long before it becomes expensive. Does that make sense? Beautiful. That's why explaining complex subjects in video puts this at the number 14 spot on the 20 business problems that video solves. Hey, let's check in at number 15. Number 15 business problem that video solves is training. It's improving the performance of your sales team, especially new teams. Think about this. If your company is rolling out a new product and you're about to hire new salespeople, if your company is a startup, if your company is hiring more salespeople, like I've got a client, when I first met them, maybe 2014, they had 50 employees. Today, they're over 1,100 employees. There are videos along the way that the training of those employees need to be replicated, especially in this world where you're in this new remote world. Everything's virtual. What are you going to do? Stay on Zoom and have your trainer on Zoom for 8 hours a day for 6 weeks while this person's getting trained? Or have your trainer do it once, run people through the course. The people that pass the test at the end of the course are the ones that you continue to hire. The ones that don't pass the test are the ones you kick to the curb. Get it? That is why training fits at number 15 on the 20 business problems that video solves. Number 16, question. This is funny. I have a note here for myself. What does the process video? You're going to love this one. What about external training? External training. Sometimes you've got to train your customers. You've got to legitimately train your customers to use your product. So whereas 15 is training like internally, 16, I want you to think about a lab. And I might have shared this in a recent episode. I know I was talking about it recently. So if I didn't explain it here, then great, you're going to hear it for the first time. But I've got a client that, do you know what phlebotomy is? You don't know what phlebotomy is? Phlebotomy is the process of drawing blood out of a patient, sending that blood. It often gets sent to a lab where they're going to do some type of test, right? So I got a company that we service that provides a test on a blood draw on patients that are pregnant to determine the health of the fetus, baby, depending where your political arguments are. And they in a couple of days, the mother in a couple of days. I was being so politically correct. I was going to include a father, but God forbid, sure hate get some hate mail over something like that. So the mother gets the test back in a couple of days to determine the health of the baby fetus. And what they discovered was, they being the client, is like a high 20% of those tests had to be resubmitted. Why? Because check this out. The phlebotomists, meaning the nurses that are drawing blood all over the world in labs that are not owned by our client, but like at doctor's offices, like maybe the one that you visit. At doctor's offices, they draw the blood, but the phlebotomist, the nurse that draws the blood, high 20% of the time, were using the wrong needles or were performing the test inaccurately or sending the blood in the kit, but not using the ice pack that came with it, like a whole variety of reasons. So we created for them a training video for them to train their clients. And then before you know it, everybody who's going to submit the test has to watch the training video, which is 2 minutes long, before they can submit the first blood draw. And guess what? We dropped that false test from the high 20% range down into single friggin' digits, which allowed that company to grow tremendously. Now, I'm not claiming all of their success is because of that video, but a lot of it was, and you know it too. Number 16 is all about training your clients to use your product properly. Number 17, traffic generation. Oh, you know what? This might have been on the list already, but just bless me, because you can use it for search engine optimization, which I didn't talk about, in videos that are search optimized get better results. Advertising video ads drive 822% more engagement than banner ads in the B2B and 628% more engagement in B2C. Comscore found 90% lift in conversion on ad campaigns that included video with versus those without. You can use video to generate traffic. Oh yeah, earlier I said generate leads. Different. You can generate traffic and use the power of video for search and advertising to achieve your goals. Number 18, reduce customer support inquiries. Oh, I love this one. Let me break it down for you. I got a client that is a billion-dollar lab in, I'll tell you what city, because I love saying the city's name, Hercules, California, which is like, I don't know, near San Francisco, near Berkeley, where Cal Berkeley is. And I was up at their office in some years ago. Let me tell you this story. You are going to love it. This is one of my favorites. So this client in Hercules creates lab devices, and they provide tech support, like you would imagine, for labs all over the world that have their devices. Their devices are prominent in labs that PhD lab directors are using. And when somebody calls for tech support, you have to put in, because it's very complex, your PhD level employee on the phone with a client to help solve their lab tech problem. Now, when you understand the economics, that lab, their most expensive employees are sitting on the phone all damn day answering calls, solving the problem. So what we did is we just created a library. We went to the front desk and we asked the front desk, what are the most common questions that they're receiving on a daily basis, and then dispatching over to one of the expensive PhD level lab executives that are answering it. Once we had a matrix on it, those were the videos we could create. Now the tech support person who answers the phone, the customer support person, can simply say, oh, what is your problem? What? Oh, okay. I'm going to send you a link right now to a library of videos featuring our rock star answering that problem and a few others for you. And you just start retraining your customers to start using the knowledge library. And before you know it, now their most expensive employees are actually working on legitimate things instead of fixing problems that video could have solved. And that
is why reducing customer support inquiries and the cost associated puts it in at number 18. Number 19. Number 19 is, oh, this is fun. Replace your sales team entirely with on-demand video. Dun, dun, dun. You could use video demos. You can automate emails. You could eliminate the overhead. Like, we've been scaling like a friggin' rock star agency with the same number of salespeople for a long time because we know how to use video through the process. Number 20, we finally made it to 20, scaling the sales of a multinational product or service across multiple languages. Oh yeah, video can do that too. How you say? Well, video can do it because, check this out, with video, you can do an animation video. If your company's in like around the world, like most of my clients, you can create an animation video teaching something, like maybe a product overview video, or it could be a demo. And guess what? Those cartoon characters, their agents don't care if they speak multiple languages, because you can put anything in the mouth of a cartoon character and you can repurpose it into multiple languages. You just strip off the audio, put down another voiceover, and have a voiceover artist in another language go and tell the story of that cartoon character. And before you know it, you're going to be scaling your sales of a multinational product or service across multiple languages. We've done so many different languages here using animation. It's absolutely imperative if your company's going to grow to think about the 20 business problems that video solves. And if you want, did I say remote sales? I guess I did when I got down towards the end. Replace your sales team entirely with on-demand videos and demos. Well, in this world where you can't physically get in front of people, you still have to transfer knowledge. And if you want to figure out how your business can do that, start selling remotely using the power of video to convince and convert at faster rates, well, I've got 20 minutes of free learning for you. Me just dropping knowledge bomb after knowledge bomb that you can share with your team. Get them on board. Start teaching them how to use the power of video so you could be the big rock star in your office. You can get access to my 20 minutes of knowledge bombs for free. You won't even have to enter in an email address or any of that. And you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And I will continue to do my job, show you how to leverage the power of video to grow your business to heights you have never seen. And it all starts right here at Video Marketing Mastery.